Following the death of singer Whitney Houston, Tony Bennett, you all know him, made a comment, and I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, basically saying, while he was on stage, that all drugs should be legal. And you got to wonder if old Tony has left his brain in San Francisco instead of his heart. And once you start talking about legalizing all drugs, the sensibility of a statement like that flies out the window. Obviously, those like Whitney Houston and others that have had addiction problems, part of those addiction problems have been because of the ease of access. All the doctors and all the assistants and everyone that want to help, going back to the days of Elvis and even before that, have done nothing to talk about the problems of addiction and being able to fly high when they are easy to get. Legalizing all drugs is just ramble from someone who wasn't thinking maybe when he said it, or if he truly does believe it, it's time to retire. Even the legalized marijuana crowd need to sit back and shake their head a little bit, because if you give a free ticket to everyone to get stoned, get high, just like the problem with alcohol, and yes, it's a drug and it's a huge problem today, then there is no control. You have to have control when it comes to these sorts of things. So, Tony, stick to singing. Let the experts decide what should be and what shouldn't be legal. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.